Welcome to Nature Africa Highlights. In this episode of our podcast, we'll review stories on our website and Did You Know? I am Chinyere Opia. Researchers have called for civil technology to protect animals from electrocution. In an article by Angela Duvenaga, electric fences used around wildlife reserves and game farms are killing or harming the animals that come in contact with them, including the critically endangered pangolin. Pangolins crawl into a ball to protect themselves, and when they come in contact with the fence, this action causes them to be electrocuted over and over until they die. Data collected from a study by African Journal of Wildlife Research on a private game reserve in the Kalahari over a period of 5 years showed that there were 652 contacts with the main fence or tripwire by 43 vertebrate species. That amounted to one incident every 2 to 3 days. On average, one animal died every 8.5 days, a total of 213 animals. This included 40 stingbok, 28 temminck pangolins, and 9 springbok. Larger sized reptiles included 59 rock monitors and 28 ringed tent tortoises and 15 curry bustards, which is Africa's largest flying bird. In an article by Gilbert Nakuiya, researchers from the Nelson Mandela African Institution of Science and Technology in Tanzania and Centre Suisse de Recherche Scientifique, CSRS, in Ivory Coast, have revealed that traditional snake bite treatment increased risks of death or long-term illness among farming and herding communities. The study found that more than half of the study subjects sought traditional medicine as first choice while experiencing the common symptoms of bleeding, body swelling, severe pain, dizziness, vomiting, high fever, and unconsciousness after snake bites. The article mentioned some suggestions on how to change this choice. A new study published in Nature Immunology have proposed a different approach for finding new TB vaccines. Paul Adegboju reported that researchers believe that rather than making a vaccine and then trying to understand how it confers protection, the approach of first understanding which cells to target would make the vaccines much more directed. The researchers noted that the realistic short-term goal is not a vaccine that will replace existing TB vaccines like the BCG, but one that will complement it. The article gives more insight on the study. Scientists are a step closer to producing a vaccine to protect children against the life-threatening respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Dee Kalis, who reported on this study for Nature Africa, stated that babies of women given RSV PrEP vaccine in pregnancy were more than 80% less likely to contract the virus. In 2019, RSV killed more than 50,000 babies under 6 months, mostly in low and middle-income countries. The article mentioned that more than 7,000 pregnant women from 18 countries were included in the trial, with more than 3,500 babies evaluated. No safety issues were detected among the mothers nor the children, who were followed up to 2 years of age. If you're interested in these stories and other science-based articles, check out our Nature Africa website at nature.com/NatAfrica. Next on the show is Did You Know? Did you know Thomas Mensah is a Ghanaian-American chemical engineer and inventor who has made significant contributions to the fields of fiber optics and nanotechnology? Mensah's work in fiber optics has helped to improve the speed and quality of internet communication. He developed a new type of fiber optic cable that allows for faster data transfer over longer distances, which has had a significant impact on the telecommunications industry. Mensah is also a pioneer in the field of nanotechnology. He has developed new methods for producing carbon nanotubes, which have a wide range of potential applications, including in electronics, medicine, and aerospace. Did you know Callistus Juma was a Kenyan-born professor of the practice of international development at Harvard University, who was known for his work in science and technology policy? He was a leading advocate for the use of technology to solve development challenges in Africa and was a key figure in the development of Africa Union's Science, Technology, and Innovation Strategy for Africa. Juma was also a prolific writer, publishing several books on science and technology policy, including Innovation and Its Enemies and The New Harvest, Agricultural Innovation in Africa. Did you know Adenike Oluyemi is a Nigerian chemist who has made significant contributions to the field of pharmaceutical chemistry? Oluyemi has developed several new drugs for the treatment of diseases like cancer and malaria, which are major health challenges in Africa. Her research has focused on the use of natural products and medicinal plants to develop new drugs. In addition to her work in drug development, Oluyemi has also worked on developing new methods for drug delivery, developing several drug delivery systems that allows drugs to be targeted to specific cells or tissues in the body, reducing side effects and increasing effectiveness. Oluyemi's contributions to the field of pharmaceutical chemistry have been recognized both nationally and internationally. She has received several awards for her work, including the Nigerian Academy of Science Prize for Pharmaceutical Sciences, the African Union Kwame Nkrumah Scientific Award for Women, and the L'Oreal UNESCO Award for Women in Science. Now you know. And that's our show for today. To learn more about the work of many African researchers, visit our website at nature.com/NatAfrica. I am Chinyere Opia. Thank you for listening.